This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Thursday, November 24th. This is Elena Neal Sachs with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. You may be preoccupied with cooking and eating today, but if you're looking for something to do tomorrow that doesn't involve shopping, Oregon and Washington state parks have a great alternative. Both state park systems are waiving all parking fees on the day after Thanksgiving this year, encouraging people to get outside for the holiday weekend. Oregon state parks coined the term Green Friday for the November 25th holiday. In Washington, the Parks Department has called it Autumn Day or Native American Heritage Day, like the federal holiday. In Oregon, the no-fee day applies to the 25 parks that usually charge a $5 parking fee. That includes popular spots like Smith Rock, Silver Falls, and Fort Stevens state parks. Parking is free year-round at most state park sites. Fishing, clamming, and crabbing will also be free in Oregon this weekend. Last week, two Fred Meyer employees filed a federal lawsuit in Portland against the store's parent company, Kroger. The workers allege Fred Meyer violated Oregon wage laws when it rolled out a new payroll software that caused widespread pay errors. The suit alleges that, as a result of the new payment system, some employees received late paychecks or missed them entirely, had hours recorded incorrectly, and had deposits canceled. The plaintiffs are hoping to bring a class action representing other employees who were affected by the alleged payroll issues. Fred Meyer previously confirmed the problem, saying it affected about 1% of its 40,000 employees and that the company was working on a fix. But according to the lawsuit, the payroll problems are, quote, ongoing and have not been remedied. Kroger recently announced a nearly $25 billion plan to acquire Albertsons, which also owns Safeway. The deal would combine the nation's two largest grocery chains. Salt and Straw, Portland's iconic ice cream business, is considering moving its headquarters out of southeast Portland. Co-founder Kim Malik said on Wednesday the reason for the potential move is frustration with crime, drugs, and street camping in the area. On Monday, a fire broke out in an RV parked at Southeast 3rd Avenue and Ash Street, near the company's headquarters. The blaze brought down a transformer, shutting off power to Salt and Straw and several other businesses. As of Wednesday afternoon, fire officials hadn't determined what caused the fire. Malik and her cousin founded the company in Portland, and she said she would prefer to find a solution by working with elected leaders. But she warned that the company might leave if leaders can't find a way to cut off the supply of drugs into Portland, which Malik sees as fueling crime in the area. Other businesses near Salt and Straw share Malik's concerns. Speaking of getting out of Portland, but for very different reasons, there are tons of scenic lodges and inns across Oregon whose gift certificates make fantastic holiday presents for those looking to spend some time away. Whether your loved ones are rugged adventurers looking for a base camp or lovers of relaxation just looking to unwind, there's bound to be a perfect spot somewhere in the state. For a farther escape, Crane Hot Springs in far southeastern Oregon is a high desert oasis that doubles as a nice stopping point on a journey out to Steens Mountain or the Alvord Desert. If you're looking for a gift for the ski or snowboard enthusiast in your life, Timberline Lodge is a Mount Hood haven. It's also a great place to stay in the summer for hikers. If food and wine is more your thing, Youngberg Hill is a charming bed and breakfast in Willamette Valley wine country. It has a small suite of rooms available for those who want to spend a night or two among the vineyards. The inn and winery is just minutes from downtown McMinnville, which hosts various shops, restaurants, and yes, more wine. For a comprehensive list of locations that offer gift certificates, find the full article on our website, OregonLive.com. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to OregonLive.com/podsupport. And happy Thanksgiving.